This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. President Bush is in Brussels today for back-to-back meetings with the NATO alliance and leaders of the European Union. This is the third day of a trip aimed at easing lingering tensions over the war in Iraq and at shoring up support for the new Iraqi government. The president spelled out his mission at a news conference this morning.
I will continue to explain as best I can to skeptical people about my policy that is based on this concept that we all share, no matter your views on Iraq or not, and that is every human being deserves to be free, and that human dignity is vital, and that free societies are peaceful societies.
President Bush speaking today in Brussels. NPR's White House correspondent Don Gagne is with the president, and he joins me now. Hello, Don.
Hi, Renee.
The president was at NATO headquarters today, and he welcomed a NATO pledge to help train Iraqi forces.
That's right. And recall that some NATO member nations supported the war, many did not. And what NATO's role should be in Iraq now has been the subject of considerable debate. What has happened here today is that for the first time, all 26 NATO countries have signed on to provide something to help establish this successful democracy in Iraq, all 26. The reality is that some of the contributions are very small, and the overall size of the assistance is not that large either. The U.S. is to provide, as part of this, about 60 military trainers out of a total of 160. France, Germany, and Belgium will be contributing, but they say that it's important for them that their personnel not actually do this inside Iraq. So there are those kinds of distinctions. And some countries will send just a handful, one or two trainers as part of this. The president, though, did dismiss the notion that this is just symbolic. He said no contribution is small, and it's a clear demonstration of where NATO stands.
President Bush will attend a European Union meeting later today. What's on the table there?
Right. The European Union summit is separate, though it involves clearly some of the same players as NATO. And the EU has agreed for the first time to actually open an office in Baghdad, which will be used to coordinate training again in a variety of areas, specifically dealing with the new Iraqi judicial system. So there'll be training judges and prosecutors. There's been some of that training already underway, but again, this would be the first Baghdad European Union presence.
Now, the president has been talking about the Middle East and his administration's commitment to the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Has that been received?
His comments on the Middle East really were the largest portion of the first major speech he gave on this European trip. He delivered it yesterday. Well received, particularly the statement regarding what Israel needs to do to move the peace process along. The president stressed that it is in Israel's interest to have a peaceful Palestinian state living alongside it, and that Israel does need to freeze settlement activity on the West Bank, and that a new Palestinian state needs to be contiguous, not just a collection of scattered territories. His message to the new Palestinian leader, Mahmoud Abbas, was that he has to continue to crack down on extremists and violence and corruption. But the president did endorse the process and said he will be involved.
French President Jacques Chirac was one of the leading critics of the war in Iran. He and President Bush had a working dinner in Brussels last night. How did that go?
It was one of the most interesting moments so far. They were extremely friendly and talked all about everything the French and the Americans have in common. Chirac said that the relationship between the U.S. and France is excellent. President Bush was asked if Chirac will be invited to his ranch now, and he joked that he's always looking for another cowboy. It's not clear what he meant by that, but it was a very upbeat, warm meeting.
And I gather they ate French fries.
They did indeed. French fries are back. So long to freedom fries.
Thanks very much, NPR's Don Gagne in Brussels.